Every day I'm hustling. 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 Every day I'm. Every day I'm. Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling.
Hey, and welcome to PWA Radio. I'm your host, Rob Robinson. Since I normally mention this at the end of the show, I'll get it out of the way early this week so I don't forget. You can find us at www.the-pwa.com. You can download the show at pwaradio.com. We've got email addresses. We'll cover that later. With us, unfortunately, again, I thought I was able to get rid of him last week, but we've got the former Intercontinental Champion and we'll get into that later. Mark McNasty. Mark, how you doing?
Rob, Project X has been staring at me for the last 15 minutes. Help. Help.
Well,
what can I say? He's a hot piece of ass.
You know what? You better watch it, because Wilk could be all over you if he hears you saying that.
Yeah, he'll get jealous real quick.
Wow, people are jumping over for introduce him.
Three-way, man. Three-way.
We have former PWA World Champion, Project X, with us.
How's it going?
Yeah, there we go. We've got... former PWA champion, former, I don't know, IC champion. I don't know what the hell all he did. Night Striker with us.
Yeah, I could give you the list later so you're aware of all of my accolades.
Yeah, as if I care. we've got former lots of things. We'll get into that later, too. Chameleon with us.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah. And we also have a rotten son of a bitch, Deacon Frost, with us.
Now, you sound kind of sensitive.
He's not the only one.
Yeah.
Nice. That's nice.
Yes, parts of me are sensitive.
Please tell me this isn't going to be a therapy session.
No, I hope not. So.
I don't know. It might be for Chameleon. He seems a little moody tonight.
Oh, I'm just a bit fried, thank you.
But it looks so good on you.
Don't worry, those split ends will go away.
I can't wait for the handicap matches I got planned for all of you.
Excellent. Yeah, you know what? Let's just jump right into the recap, because we got a lot of stuff to cover. We got a lot of people to cover it with. So as people know, yesterday was High Stakes, originating out of Dallas, Texas. Did everybody see the event?
We were there.
Not all of us were there. I'm talking to you, Night Striker.
I have to admit, I picked up on a couple of little pieces of it. I should be able to put it together and throw my 2 cents worth.
Excellent, because this is expert commentary from a former champion. all right, so to start off the night, we had there were a lot of backstage interviews because of all the various. You know, gimmick matches and the time to set up the ring. So we start off with I'm sorry?
There were 2 rings.
Well, but they still have to be set up. So there was time.
Filler at its finest.
Yes. Anyway, yes, exactly, because we start off with Joe Boxer, Matthew Engel. They're having a heart-to-heart, and I don't know. I don't even know why Boxer is bothering to associate with him, but...
Something about begging him to go see Odyssey, because Odyssey needs his big brother to look up to.
Oh, I thought Odyssey was dead.
He's in the hospital. It's something like that.
Oh, cool.
So he's just in the hospital.
I'm sorry, what?
Pretty much he is dead. He's just taking up bed space.
Yeah, I like that, yes.
Any young girl in the hospital is fine with me.
Pull the plug on fast, get him out to bed, make room for more other people.
Stop wasting tax dollars.
Yeah, all right. You know what? This is going to be a fantastic show, even better than last week where I had a kiss ass on the show. I've got a lot of people that agree with me this week. This is fantastic. But the first match of the night was the Grizzly Bear title match, which was a barbed wire rope C4 time bomb Texas death match. And I think they left out the phrase last man standing, because basically to win this match, you have to beat your opponent down until they can't answer a 10 count.
And that match was never restarted either.
Why?
Oh, that was totally. I got totally ripped off in that match, man. That was worse than the fast count of Who's the Man.
This is going to be an off night.
The fast count was pretty awful. And of course, this was Rhona Langley, the Celestial Trigger, as the champion, taking on Scott Nash Strader, who a friend of the show, as they say.
Yes. Actual question?
Yes.
What the hell is a Celestial Trigger?
Well, we've
been over this.
Yes, we covered this. It is both a brand of vibrator and it is a meaningless nickname. I guess it's like
used by the Razor Dolls.
Huh?
So something that can be used by the Razor Dolls.
It could be.
On each other?
Yes, I'm or actually as I'm sure Mark Nasty likes to think, is something that could be used by Circa. But
Fasting Queen.
God, see, the nickname
you
is...
Gotta use...
Are you happy? Are you happy, Mark?
You have to get
have something to use let that Vaseline on.
Let me say it one more time, just so we meet the quota. Vaseline Queen.
I heard comedian was Vaseline like King.
I would like to call her the Slob Knob Specialist.
Well, if we're going to throw some nicknames around, so instead of the Celestial Trigger for Rhona Langley, why can't we just call her the Human Party Favor? Everybody has a good time.
Oh, I love that. That's awesome.
Everybody except Strader.
I was leaning toward finger cuffs, but I like yours better, Striker. Let's see. So, as I said, that Strader was a friend of the show until he started this match, because he comes out with Michael Flatley. If you're not familiar with him, then you're lucky. He was the Lord of the Dance. He comes out, dances around, and then Strader starts dancing with him. So, I don't really, you know,
very low point of the night. If this had been a regular Rampage, that's where the commercial would have come.
Yeah, that was awful. But this was the match started out pretty evenly, a lot of back and forth, nobody getting a real clear advantage. They even got kendo sticks involved, and I was actually disappointed because it took a while for the stipulation to really come into effect. I should also mention that this was the actual stipulation for this match was that Scott Nash Strader got to pick the stipulation.
He got to pick the stipulation.
Yeah, and he picked this random-ass thing. Yeah.
Drug test.
It was actually this stipulation, the barbed wire rope C4 time bomb Texas death match. It seemed like a Mad Libs type of thing. But
let me ask you this, Chameleon. Yes. So do we just keep C4 in the back somewhere that he was just able to get? I mean, where do we come up with the C4 for this match?
Because of the choices of the match was either champion or challenger being able to choose or myself, that each of them knew what they were going to pick and had everything prepared in advance if they won the vote.
But who on the crew has a license to handle that shit? That's what I want to know.
Hey, we have licenses to handle just about everything. I mean, we got you on the show.
Well, that's
what kind of waivers did these people have to sign?
Rhona and Scott Nash Strader signed every waiver necessary because they wanted to match. I didn't care.
Yeah, exactly. And really, who cares if Rhona Langley ends up dead at the end of the night?
All the party favor people.
Yes, so Scott...
Scott Nash Strader. There are a lot of sad people out there, man, if that would have happened.
Yeah. So roughly, the number of people to be sad are the same as the number of people who burns when they pee. That's about. Yeah, nice. Anyway, Strader.
Bob, I didn't get my refill this week. Can I borrow some from you?
No. So Strader's the first one. He goes into the barbed wire. At roughly the two-week mark here on the match. And then Rhona tries to pick up a pinfall, but Strader gets up and... And then, see, this is what confuses me. Now, in the middle of the match, the C4 gets loaded, and I don't understand how all of this worked. But there's a couple of big booms, and Strader gets a pinfall, but Rhona gets up at 9. Another explosion, and some broken glass, and people's faces, and a topless Rhona Langley, and Rhona gets the pinfall and the win.
Well, you know, somebody got scared, you know. Nash Strader probably took one look and said, all right, just pin me.
You know what? I think
he wanted her on top.
I think this is pretty much like the symbol for Scott's life, because he's never on top of a girl. I've never known him to be on top of a girl. I've just known him to be pinned and beaten by many of bitches. I think we should just rename him.
Well, no, we can't, because he's actually infringing on Duff's gimmick, as far as I can tell, by getting your ass handed to you by women. So,
because you never see Duff unless he's under a woman. So
that's right.
I thought Duff was a woman.
Well, that's debatable. He could be an ugly woman.
He probably would look it from behind with that hair.
Duff's new name is Hermie. That's his new name. Now, whenever you refer to him on the show, it's Hermie.
All right.
He's like, it's a lot easier to pronounce.
Yes.
Yeah.
Although, if you were listening last week, we did get a lesson on how to pronounce his last name, which I promptly forgot.
Same here.
Yeah.
All right. Then we follow up that big battle of a match with the Intercontinental title number one contendership match. The stipulation for this, of course, is a 5-count match. This is between Kyle Stevenson and Matthew the Virus Engel.
We beat them, guys, didn't we, Rob?
Yes.
We kicked their ass.
Yeah, pretty much. And they get rewarded with this. they go back and forth. Engel actually shows a lot more agility than I would have given him credit for. And there's a whole lot of moves that get hit here. Everybody's hitting finishers and secondary finishers and tertiary finishers. You know what? I bet you've never heard the word tertiary in the PWA before, but now you have. And they keep getting up at 4 counts, which kind of is impressive, because that means that at any point during a regular match, the match would have been over.
Did you notice how they must have been enjoying the extra time, because I don't think anyone kicked out except maybe once or twice before 3, which means like...
That's a good point. They enjoyed having the other guy laying on top of him.
Well, they're so used to losing. They're used to hearing that 3 count, so they just didn't really get the meaning of the match.
That's a good point. Yeah, they're like, oh, 3. All right, we're done. Oh, shit. No, we're not.
Well, then they probably thought they were getting an extra paycheck. You know, oh, another match. Restarting it. Let's go again.
Oh, he speaks up during his. That's nice.
Oh, man. He is all about the paycheck this tonight. Yeah.
How do you think I got him on the show?
Hey, I get promised money, I'm going to show up, you know?
So let's see, yeah, Engel hits a TKT, Stevenson goes for a DDT, Engel goes with a springboard moonsault, Kyle hits a dark kiss, Engel hits a son of plunder, Kyle hits a lights out, Engel hits a DDT, Kyle does an elbow drop, and then finally Engel wins with a corkscrew somersault. That was kind of convoluted, but yes, there were many, many near falls, a lot of excitement if you're into, you know, sucky
the
matches.
Girl-on-girl action. That's what it was. It was a match full of girl-on-girl action.
Yeah.
No, that happened later in the night.
That's 2 in a row. 2 in a row.
It's like women's fed. You got like bitches just wrestling all over through the show. I don't appreciate that.
Me neither, I'll tell you.
And I am still working on that trademark infringement for Kyle stealing my finisher name.
Yeah, I actually heard that, and I was like, well, I figured that Stevenson came up with it. The Iceman, Kyle Stevenson, by the way.
He can throw as many nicknames as he wants out there. Isn't going to change his losing streak.
I wonder if he's the Iceman because his career is, like, ice
so cold.
Yeah.
That's buried in the ice.
I think he had plastic surgery again as well. Changed his look.
He's had so much. He's changed his look almost as much as Wilkie has. So
we should have a race.
That's because Wilkie can't show his face in certain states.
See whose nose falls off first, one of theirs or Michael Jackson's.
Well, that's very topical, McNasty. Wow, that's current. Thanks. The O'Connor boys come out.
Oh, let me talk about this. I've been itching to talk about this.
About the O'Connor boys?
Yes.
What? Somebody's itching to talk about the O'Connor. All right, well, please, speak away.
All right. You got the Redneck Incorporated coming out to the ring. I don't know why they're in the ring. They don't work in the ring. They can't wrestle in the ring. They sure as hell can't cut a promo in the ring. But no, they come down to do what? Ask for more people to come down and whip their ass. I mean, at 0-2, you would think that's enough ass whippings. But no. They're just glutton for punishment. It's like watching this age's job squad. That's what I'm going to call them. We got the O'Connor job squad coming down, asking for someone to please beat their ass some more, because that's the only time they're going to get any ring time, is if they're on the business end of an ass whooping.
Well, you know what?
Hilarious.
Yeah, as Nice Wrecker's quick to point out, they're getting a paycheck. So,
well, you know sometimes what? That's all you need.
To be honest, you can't expect much from the Irish. Oh, Project X, that's a tight hug. Sorry, buddy.
What are you on about? I'm not from Ireland. I'm from parts unknown. We just speak with that. This is the accent we use in parts unknown.
Yeah, that's exactly right. If you ever listen to the Dragon, he sounds almost exactly nothing like that. So. they do issue an open challenge for Rampage for any team to take them on in a street fight, because that's their problem, Frost. Their problem is not that they suck. Their problem is that they have not been in street fights. So that's going to happen, hopefully, on Rampage, a big street fight with the O'Connor boys. And
Can I come back? Do I get a paycheck if I beat their asses for one night?
That's not up to me.
You'll get double the paycheck.
Double. I may have to look into this.
Well, double his current paycheck?
Of zero, yes.
Yes, that's awesome.
No, there will be something. There will be some figures other than zero. You better believe it.
Star Wars figures?
Maybe.
Family Guy figures.
we
I might wrestle
on,
with that.
We move on to the big Grizzly Bear Contendership match. And let me ask you something, Cam, here. Why was the Grizzly Bear Contendership match after the title match, or more specifically, why is the title match not before the contendership match? That seems screwy.
I wanted to start the show off with a pretty big match, and
Wait a minute. You missed the perfect opportunity to say, I wanted to start the show off with a bang.
All right, well, maybe next time you can lead me in better.
Sorry.
But the point, that's okay. I wanted to start off with a bang. And
yes.
The contendership matches were to fill out the show between the title matches.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. So the contendership match is a no ropes match between Duff. I'm sorry. What's his name? Hermie. And the Grim Reaper.
That sounds like a show coming to Fox this fall, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Hermie dominates the match, even overcoming the fact that the Necromancer is at ringside and interfering at every possible opportunity. The no ropes, there were no ropes. So, yeah, you know what? Starting off with high explosives, I think, is actually just makes everything else kind of a letdown after that. Because I just saw people get blown the fuck up, and now all of a sudden there's no ropes. That makes me a little sad.
Casualty of that match.
We've got.
In fairness, they don't know the stipulation beforehand.
We've got a TV title match, a submission match. It has our favorite champion here on PWA Radio, Circa.
Let me say it again, Vaseline Queen.
Are you gonna get shirts made up with that?
They're in the process. That. They're being printed right now, so expect them in a week or two.
Beautiful.
PWA shop. We need to get that onto the site.
Does she have her own Vaseline brand?
That could be a possibility.
Circa's Vaseline. Yeah.
Circa's lube.
Mm-hmm. Deep lube.
I'm sorry,
that sounded almost like circus lube, and that just doesn't sound good to me.
You know, there are so many times, so frequently, I'm so ashamed to be associated with this show, and now is one of them.
Circa slide. There we go.
I think this would be the appropriate time for the Circa jerk joke, Rob.
No, this... I just want to get this over with and go drink.
And now I'm feeling uncomfortable because...
Because Stryker... You know, Stryker flew in all the way from San Francisco running his flower shop to...
Yes. You know, I've been meaning to talk to you about that, Rob. I appreciate all those comments you make about me. And it's awfully nice to get a mention. Thank you.
I thought you'd love that.
Did you bring him a complimentary bouquet for all the free advertisement?
Yes, and he should get that itching sensation from them soon.
Oh, shit. I thought that was from Riona. That's what did it. All right. Anybody?
Interesting start. Kindred, like, kicking the crap out of Circa's face when she wasn't looking.
There we go. I was hoping somebody was going to talk about this.
Would it be the first time Circa got some damage to the face?
Mark,
can we move on?
Yeah, do you want to talk about it? You done? That's it?
Well,
I
know,
I mean,
all right, I guess that's it.
We can easily skip to the high point of the match when that announcer's table went, thanks to Circa's head going through it inadvertently when she was going for the fall from grace with Kindred off the top turnbuckle, which was quite interesting watching her try to haul him up there, only for her to get underneath him and land with him on top of her head with the announcer's table under her head.
Yeah.
How many times has she gone through that?
I don't know. But I'll tell you one thing I do know. Kindred ends up winning with a Taz Mission-style submission hold. Does that have a name, or was that just like some random-ass shit he pulled out of his ass?
I don't think we've seen that before. It just looked like some crazy submission he managed to catch Circa when she was out cold.
All right.
I vote since he used that move on her, we should call it the Whore Mission. That should be the name of the
No, wait a minute. You can't talk about Circa like that.
That's blasphemy on this show, buddy.
Yeah, we don't really go for that kind of stuff.
Yeah, Circa
is Riona Langley. We wouldn't have a problem if it was Riona, but this is Circa. Come on, have some taste. Or fire even. Fire'd be fine. So,
right, I'm sorry.
Thank you.
We just had a moment there. Did we have a moment? I think there was a moment there.
I hope
that
wasn't.
That was nice.
There wasn't a moment.
Bring some flowers for them, and let's move on.
Yes, moving on to the why don't you just shut your dirty mouth? The tag team tournament finals, a steel cage match. This, of course,
you don't tell my buddy Deacon Frost to shut his mouth. If he wants to talk about how he whooped your ass, he can go ahead.
Oh, I got it. How about
you shut your mouth?
Be nasty. What? Yeah.
You've been talking a lot about.
I do that.
To the friend, and then you talk some more before the match.
Will you quit moving my show notes, McNasty?
I didn't.
And I found it very, very comforting that you were able to bruise my feet and my fists with that lovely face of yours. It just made the match that much more better for me.
Okay. All
is
right.
Someone talking?
Yeah, actually, I don't know. His mic sounds like it's getting ready to be cut off. I mean, cut out.
It sounds kind of crackly there, yeah. It's bad reception. Really, really bad.
All right, so will you quit editing the goddamn notes? They're moving all over the place. All right, so yeah, we've got PX and the Phoenix kicking all sorts of ass. You know, working as a team, a real honest-to-God team. Oh, you're a motherfucker. You are a dirty goddamn motherfucker. I cannot wait to tell you what's in store for you on Friday. Anyway.
Wow.
A nice check.
Not touching the damn man's notes. I mean, shit.
What are you touching?
Took the words right out of my mouth there. Although I don't want to know, I don't think.
Whose arms are touching my back? I need some personal space.
We get it.
You're like fucking sardines.
Yeah, let's talk about some highlights of this particular match. There was a backdrop powerbomb combo by Project X and the Phoenix. There was a nice probe knee smash to the face combo. I really enjoyed that. That was a lot of fun.
One combo. That is the ref raising the Deadpool's hands as the winner combo.
Okay, let's talk about that. Because Project X, of course, escaped. And I'm going to be honest, I was not entirely thrilled. I was like, motherfuckers leave me. But he knew I could handle shit. And handle shit I did. Until the lights go out and some motherfucker named Ledge shows up. Let me ask you a question. Is Ledge under PWA contract?
Yes, he is.
Since when?
Since he attacked you that night.
Perfect. So, was he under contract before that?
Yeah.
No.
Barely.
Apparently, no. Apparently, the answer is no. I was attacked by...
what are you asking him for? He doesn't own the PWA.
Well, because he would have been in charge at the time. And the fact that he doesn't know shows he didn't sign the contract.
Let's be honest.
Who said that? Was that you, PX? Did you say that?
If it wasn't for PX...
I didn't say shit, boss. Oh, sorry. You're not the boss.
The door on my head. If it wasn't for PX out of the match, slamming the door on my head, the match would have been over before.
I didn't see that happen. What I saw happen was that you were a clumsy motherfucker and you hit your head on the door. That's not PX's fault that you have trouble walking.
Very true. You shouldn't really have drinks before you come out to wrestle.
So, yeah. Now, also, Also, PX dropped off the top of the cage, went through the Rwandan announce table. How could he slam the door on anybody's head? That's ridiculous. All I know is Ledge comes in, handcuffs everybody's favorite former PWA champion to the top rope with handcuffs. Now, the ref should have just stopped the match right there, quite frankly.
Why?
Why? Because there was outside.
It's a cage. It doesn't matter. It's a cage match.
The cage is supposed to keep people out.
There is one way to be robbed.
There's no roof to it.
So anyway, so Led shows up, handcuffs me. Now PX, like the true friend and teammate that he is, comes in and tears the turnbuckle off. But unfortunately, my feet were not quite able to touch the ground, and yeah, it was just a clusterfuck. It was a clusterfuck, and all
PX
caused
got
by
off, and what he got was his body going through the cage door into the floor for his troubles. That's what he got.
I think his mic is cut now there again. And really, this match should not count at all because I won the number one contendership at the Rumble in the Bronx.
That's a good point. So we are still number one contenders. PX and I are still the number one contenders. So sorry, it was an accounting error apparently for the Deadpool.
And unfortunately, guys, I can't help you with that anymore.
Well, you know what? You weren't helping us a whole lot before.
But the point is, as close as it was and everything, I probably would have given you another shot. But fortunately, you're going to have to go talk to my older brother about
that. Well,
now.
He and I, we are old friends. Me and Rich,
that should be
we
a good
go
conversation.
Way back. So.
And we've established a dialogue lately, me and Razor, so I think I can get a word in there for us.
Absolutely. So yeah, So just so you know there, Frost, that PX and I we're not bowing out of this at all.
Whenever, wherever, we can always have a rematch.
Are you
hey, I got dibs on Rob first, then you can have what I leave left. So
okay,
that did not sound good.
Yeah, don't make comments like that whenever I'm talking about dragons, please. Yeah, so we go to the Intercontinental title match, match.
There's one more thing you forget. There's one thing you forget.
Yeah?
After we whip your ass to win in a more contentious spot, of course, Scott and his good buddy John Cage has to come and ruin probably one of the greatest moments in PWA history, which I surely do not appreciate.
Not the greatest moment in PWA history is me winning the PWA world title.
Yeah, that would definitely be ranking up there for me. I don't...
You were given it.
Oh, no, I'm two-time champion, motherfucker.
Just two?
Yeah.
You would think...
Well, if you want to give me the third and fourth chance, I'll take them.
I can't anymore, sorry.
That's right.
You know, we're not to that. Why are you spoiling shit? SNS, apparently...
Talking.
Apparently, we've got some, like, fucking amazing medics backstage because SNS was able to come out and kind of do an attack after the match.
And since he is a friend of the show, I mean, anything he does, that's on high standards here at the show, so...
No, he's not... you forgot the point where he's a river dancer, so he's no longer a friend of the show.
Oh, then, fuck that guy.
Yeah, we don't really like river... That's fucking lame.
Yeah, I see title match.
Thank you very much. See, somebody keeps moving my goddamn notes.
That would be Chameleon, thank you.
It happened again. All right, that was... who was it? That was Nightmare taking on Erica Engle. Basically, it was just, you know, it was a good standard ladder match up until the point where Lex Demise, for whatever fucking reason, comes out, powerbombs Erica off the top of the ladder. Corey Lazarus decides, what the fuck, I'll come out too because I'm a motherfucking idiot. Comes out, he decides to super kick, what's his name, Demise. Demise ducks because he's not an idiot, and Eric Engel, you know, gets a boot to the face. Nightmare climbs the ladder, retains the title. Now, here's one of my all-time favorite matches. This is definitely the top 10 of all time. The next one. It was a match. It was typically, but... Nice. Chameleon versus Razor, an Inferno match.
But, of course, we can't get to the meat. We got to start out with Lisa Seldon, blah, 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 for 5 or 10 minutes. I mean, jeez, that girl not only is good as taking things into her mouth, is spitting them out.
I've never known her to spit, but yeah, all right.
You know her that well then, huh?
I get around. I've got a lot of free time.
Well, maybe that contributes to the burning.
Go ask Protean. You'll find out better.
Well, I was actually quite impressed with the amount of name-dropping that Lisa had done. I thought that Thunderwolf was bad at that, but this little interview took the cake. I have never seen that many names dropped. I mean, she even dropped my name, like she has any business doing that.
So she's the Ron Jeremy of the PWA.
Well, did you get, like, a royalty check from that?
Didn't get anything for it, so therefore, it's worthless.
That's a shame. So, what were we talking about here?
The tag team title match.
Tag team title match.
You're not getting out of your explanation for your new haircut that easy, buddy.
Oh, you're right. He had me. He actually had me on that. I was so bored with this match, I forgot. Yeah, so basically, there's a new sheriff in town, a new boss, Razor. Which means I'm probably going to have to be looking into new employment very soon. But, yeah, Razor's in charge because Chameleon fell into the fire and got his hair all burned off.
I did not fall into the fire.
As I've already stated, everyone walks away a winner as Chameleon gets the consolation prize, which is his snazzy new hairdo.
Yeah, well, it's easier to manage.
Yeah, that's all right.
No, let me talk about this.
Unlike you, which are not managing the PWA anymore.
This is
wow.
You know, the good there's one good thing about this. I'm gonna be able to get in that ring, and you, Project X, we'll have a match, and Nasty. Well, we'll see. I really don't have much against you right now. You had your come up to the next match anyway. So, but I've got things going on next week on Rampage that is going to take care of a lot of the problems that came out of this pay-per-view.
Listen, give me, listen.
Wait a minute. Why do you have shit going on?
That's none of your business.
How do you have shit going on?
I'm still in the PWA. I'm on the roster, and I have plans on Friday. And you'll see what they are when they come.
Chameleon, you should be happy. You see what happened to Michael Jackson once his hair caught on fire, so there's nothing but good things to look forward to in your future. You guys had that comment. You should look to him for inspiration. His hair caught on fire, and now he's raping little boys. I mean, that's pretty much your next
Frost, I'll tell you right now, you know, you got to deal with Scott Nostrader, you got to deal with Jonathan Cage, you're going to have to deal with
PX and the Phoenix.
The Razor Dolls coming up. PX and Phoenix, you know, I might not be in charge, but I could still talk to Joe and we could arrange something for you.
Miss Lisa Sheldon, Sarandon, Local Lorenzo, I've already whooped her ass at HIC, so she's not a problem. Scott, he's a drunk. He's a recovering, ex-drunk, lush. He's no problem.
And he's got blown up twice.
How good, Frost, how good are you? You think you're the best?
He's not that good.
Of course.
Okay.
I've beaten everybody.
Well, yeah, Mark said that too. And look where he's at.
All right, let's move on.
Yeah, because it was totally my fault that I got decked from behind last night.
Yeah.
Well, you should pay attention to your surroundings.
Right. This is the part where I'm bored right now, and I want to talk about the tag team title match because that, to me, was a real highlight of the show.
That was a golden match.
This was fan-frickin-tastic.
Why do you think it was just before the main event?
Actually, I need to talk about this a little bit. Tag team title match, it was an elimination match.
I have no problem admitting it was great up where I was dominating
Razor Dolls
the other opponent.
Versus Grade A Nastiness, Alex Wilkie and Mark McNasty. This was a pretty good match. Yeah, Mark went in and he was all like, let's kick some ass, but he was... a little clumsy. The Razor Dolls were a little too fast for him.
Oh, and, you're right, Rob. I was clumsy because I fell into you, right?
Well, you should.
It just shows Mark has never been able to handle a woman. That's just how it worked out.
Wow.
So basically, yeah, I don't know. It was just that, basically what happened was Might and Magic, they were like, Rob, we we're kind of pissed at the Razor Dolls for, you know, cheating and taking the titles from us, and can you help us out and just cause a little distraction? That was all. That was all. You know, some Oak came in and manhandled Lisa Sheldon and gave her the Blitzkrieg. And after you hit the lights out on her, McNasty. And, you know, Alex Wilkie was in the way. He was saying bad things about Razor. He was saying bad things about Razor, and I had to hit him with a chair to defend my good friend's honor. And so that's what happened. And then, of course, you turned around and you bumped into me, and that's fucking insulting. So, of course, you had to get, you know, a pile driver on top of a steel chair. So, you know, and as for, you know, us dropping Lisa Sheldon on top of you so she could get a pin, that was an accident. That was all that was.
You know what, Rob? Nothing you can say or do is going to ruin my moment when I beat your ass on Friday.
Oh really? Well, we'll get to that during the Raw.
The gay innuendo is just disturbing between you two.
Yeah, we will cover what's going to happen at Rampage on Friday.
Yeah, Robinson, you mentioned earlier about what power I had left, but you know we had a discussion about that before High Stakes, so
yes.
Bring it to light soon.
Oh, I cannot wait. I am as giddy as I was last week with no McNasty, I'm even more giddy this week to talk about our upcoming match. But, yeah, so we'll just go ahead and move on. So, yeah, basically Sheldon, who was unconscious, was able to pin Mark McNasty. Alex Wilkie came in, pinned Lisa Sheldon, who was still unconscious. Dahlia came in. Oh, and I want to mention this, too. Dashke did this hellacious belly-to-back suplex. I thought he broke Dahlia's back and, you know, serves her fucking right for being a woman. And but no, she was actually still able to take out grade A Alex Wilkie, who is apparently not that good. So there you go. The tag team champions are still the Razor Dolls. And that moves us right. Yes, what?
Well, even though you talked about, you know, clarify it was an elimination match, they got rid of both of grade A nastiness. I mean, that is just, that's pure gold right there.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I don't have as much against Alex Wilkie. Except he's, you know, just doesn't pick his friends very well. But there you go. Oh, yes, and the world title match between, a casket match between Lex Demise, the world champion, and Corey, the man, Lazarus. Yeah, so tell us a little bit about that match. Who would like to take that?
Night Striker, did you happen to see that match?
I watched it. I wasn't impressed. I just, you know, you build up and everybody's excited about a casket match, but then you've got two douchebags in the ring fighting it out, and nobody's really a winner unless you can stuff them both in there and close the casket.
If I may point out, two douchebags who I already beat.
And nobody cares. Okay, yep, moving on.
Yeah, that's pretty much right.
Mark has this thing about saying how he's beaten everybody. That's just sick.
Hey, everyone who has held the PWA title in this incarnation, I have beat. End of story.
He missed it.
Yeah.
Let's go on.
Yes, let's go on to the post match shenanigans, which were why don't you cover that for us, Mark? Why don't you earn your paycheck this week? Tell us what happened.
What's there to cover? Yet another staggeringly boring appearance by the MOA. These guys just died, and boom, here they are back, killing yet another after main event celebration. We should all be able to go. I mean, we just suffered through Lex Demise versus Corey Lazarus, but no. The Snorefest keeps going as the MOA comes storming out. Big reveal, Matt Engels joined them now. Turning against entire career's dedication.
Okay, Mark, let me just cut you off right there, man. Give me 1 second here. You didn't make something clear. The MOA is dead. That died a long time ago. They can call it whatever they want now, but that's not the MOA. So you should make up a different name for it. I mean, you should really come up with something different for them.
The NOA.
League of Losers.
There's got to be something else because...
There we go. There we go. LOL. The League of Losers. They come out. Matt Engel's in their squad now. Who gives a flying fuck? End of story.
See, I'm good with that. I think that's a good ending.
I like that. That's perfect. It works on so many angles. Yeah. because I do tend to laugh out loud whenever I see the MOA. So that's just, that's lovely all over the place. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and we will come back. We're going to talk about all sorts of interesting and amazing things. So stick around. We'll be right back. And we are back from that lovely break. We all got some booze, or I did anyway. Now it is time to preview the upcoming events for May 23rd. Let's start off with Chaos because, you know, it's obviously not Rampage. We're going to start off the night with Ledge versus returning PWA legend, future Hall of Famer, if we're really desperate, Jacob Collins. Is everybody excited about this, or is it just Jacob Collins?
Oh, this will be a fun match.
I saw his name in a brochure once. He's an actual wrestler.
He was. How the hell did he get in a brochure?
I don't know. I saw a lot of old wrestlers in there. It was really scary, actually.
way to give the. You should tell your brother he did a good job making sure the new guy gets a match to make him look good, Cam.
I'm not talking to my brother. You tell him.
Yeah, you know what? I'll talk to Razor because, like I said, he and I are like best friends virtually. We've also got Hermy versus Kyle Stevenson, which is going to be a hell of a match. We've got Scar, who is not Scartic, for people that are keeping score at home, taking on the
Vaseline Queen.
Yeah, I was going to say the always lovely, but sure.
Pretty much, it's the Vaseline Queen versus the villain from The Lion King.
Yeah.
Vaseline Queen. Woo!
Okay, Scar versus Circa.
Yes, we've got the O'Connor boys and Might and Magic apparently in a street fight, if their challenge is to be believed. And the main event, this is awesome, the Grim Reaper versus the former world champion, Lex Demise. So he went from headlining high stakes last night to next week headlining Chaos. So,
oh, how the mighty fall.
Yes.
Oh, you've got to be kidding. I think my brother is listening to this. He just changed it.
I just don't know what's funnier, the fact that it's Lex Demise main eventing or the fact that someone thinks Grim Reaper isn't going to like end up in the hospital after fighting Lex Demise.
Wow. That's just...
Apparently, my brother does not like Lex Demise.
Well, who can blame him?
I have no idea why.
Now, let's talk about Rampage. Because I'm excited about Rampage. The Rampage, of course, is going to be originating out of Phoenix, Arizona. So I've got a real good feeling about this. Going to start off the show with Alex Wilkie versus the returning Fire. You know, Wilkie's not had good luck against the women lately, or with the women lately. So I think he's not going to do so hot this time. We've got... This
well, before you go on about that, I'm wondering what the hell my brother thinks he's doing. I mean... Granted, Fire came down to give me a little bit of an assist at high stakes, but to throw her back into a match so quickly, granted, it's against someone that she's whipped ass many times in BWF, but I don't know what my brother's thinking. It's pissing me off a bit.
Well, that makes it good then. We've also got the Grizzly Beard champion, Riona Langley, taking on the world champion, Corey Lazarus. So, yeah. So he went from main eventing high stakes yesterday and winning the world title to being in the second match of the evening next week. So, ha, ha, ha.
Well, you remember, those matches are not necessarily in that order.
Well, that doesn't matter because we'll get to the main event.
It's balanced out with the free side of syphilis, so there you go for Corey.
Yeah, he probably is going to want to go to the doctor and get some protection before he gets in the ring there.
Well, that's going to be his end product.
Yeah, but, I mean, that is the human party favor, though. He should have a good time at least before
Well, Erica might get
itching
jealous.
Starts.
Who?
Erica?
Yes, Erica.
He's stuttering. He's stuttering, Rob.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of which, we've got a feud ender match with our very own Project X against Erica Engel. What the hell's up with that? Tell me about... Oh, wait, you tried to kill her, didn't you, PX?
Yeah, I just think this is Razor's idea of some sort of sick joke. But I have no problem ending this feud, which I ended months ago.
Yeah, I thought it was ended whenever you put her in the hospital, but...
Okay. That'll teach you.
The more Engel's in the hospital, the better. I'll just make it a more permanent stay this time.
Exactly. Don't half-ass it.
You only postponed this. It had to happen.
Postponed this so Razor could rob the title away from me with your help.
Talking about bad booking by Razor.
I have no problem with that.
Talking about bad booking. Look at this next match. Me and my number one contendership partner are going up against, I don't know, whoever they are. You might as well just giving us the night off. I mean, we don't need tuner matches.
Oh, Frost, you know, you needed a challenge, Frost, and you're going to get it on Friday.
Alien, what are you doing associating yourself with a member of the League of Losers? Come on, man. I mean, what you're trying to make a statement with this? I mean, jeez, dude.
MOA has always done amazing and great things in AWF feds.
This isn't the MOA. Remember, we covered that. They're dead. They're gone. It's the LOL now. That's it. They're the only ones left standing.
That doesn't matter. You can call it whatever you want, but on Friday, we're going to show the number one contenders just how powerful the MOA is.
Wait a minute. What the fuck are you going to do to me and PX?
You're next.
Listen.
Hey, Frost, if you need an advantage over Chameleon in that match, just pull his hair.
He's already been fried. You can't even beat your brother. How do you expect to face me?
Well, now, come on, Frost. Everybody knows that Razor is the superior Summers brother. So, really.
You mean one of them's more superior than the other?
Well, I mean...
It's
all relative.
Oh, ha-ha.
we've also got perennial challenger Scott Nash Strader taking on the TV champion Kindred.
Hold on now. It's Michael Flatley now. You really got to change his name now.
That's right. The lord of the fucking dance over here,
yes.
Scott Nash Strader Flatley.
There we go.
Yeah, perennial challenger, man. He just gets title shots like they're going out of style. And then the main
Yes. As far as I remember, it was Kindred or somebody who has, you know, control of Kindred wanted this match. So from what I can tell, Razor obliged. Not that I understand why.
And then, of course, the main event is going to be the Phoenix versus Mark McNasty.
Oh, yes, finally. Go ahead. Tell me.
Thank you. This is going to be a Battle Dome match, return of the PWA Classic Battle Dome.
Yes.
Yes, I am so excited. I personally asked for this. You know, actually,
that was my final call as the boss of the PWA, and I just want to say, screw you, Mark McNasty. You're going down this time.
Oh, that's lovely. You know, I think now, in addition...
That's what you're about to get next week.
In addition,
that's what your final call should have been.
In addition to me being the main event of the PWA, as I so obviously am, I'm also going to have to take the name of the Iron Man of the PWA due to the fact that I'm the fucking cage master in the PWA. The announcers pointed it out last night at High Stakes. I've been in London's Burning, the Hell in the Cell. I've been in the Elimination Chamber. I've been in a steel cage match. And now the Battle Dome match. It's just awesome.
Cage master? When? Weren't you just in a cage match that you lost?
Frost, why don't you just...
I think someone's mic's gotten up again.
Yeah,
Frost,
I can't
hear
him.
Phoenix Robinson just cut his mic off.
All I know is McNasty is going to whip ass. Because obviously we already seen Rob can't fight. And if you're being backed by Mr. Loser, Chameleon, that's doubling your chances that you're going to catch a McNasty ass whooper.
You know, I was going to cut you a break on Friday, Frost, but you can count that out.
I think McNasty's quivering with fear. He's awful quiet.
Yeah, and who can blame
him? That's why he's been a long time.
I don't know if he knows what a Battle Dome match is. So,
explain it to him.
Oh, I would love to explain it to him. So what it is, for the people who haven't seen this, because we've not had one in the PWA this round, it is a steel cage. It is elevated about 20 feet off the floor. It's high up there, you see. And inside the cage are going to be various weapons for us to use on each other. And then to win, you have to make your opponent hit the floor. All right, so you basically find a way to throw them out of the cage onto the floor 20 feet below, the hard, unforgiving concrete. So this
you
is...
should be ready for this, Phoenix, because you've already gone through one cage into two tables, so you should be all primed and ready for this.
Yes. Yes, I am. Like I said, I am the Iron Man of the PWA, so there is not a cage match I have yet to master, so...
Wasn't Mark McNasty wanting to call himself the Iron Man, but he kind of messed it up with that IC title match last month?
He's not deserving of being called the Iron Man, and I quite obviously am. So I got to watch it, though. I got to watch it because I am acquiring – I'm earning so many nicknames here in the PWA. You know, I'm already in the main event. Now I'm the Iron Man, and it's pretty soon I'm going to have like a longer ring introduction than Riona Langley. So I really need to you know, get a handle on this.
Listen, McNasty, when you're
Mark, are you there?
Replace Rob, since he won't be at the next show because he's going to be hurt. Feel free to give me a call. I won't have anything else to do. I'll be pretty much wiping Chameleon off my booth, so I'll have no problem taking Rob's place while he's in the hospital recovering from his Battle Dome loss.
Yeah, unfortunately,
you might have to... Go ahead, Nice Striker.
No, I'm not saying a word. I'm just enjoying y'all bickering.
So, you've had some historic cage matches, have you not? I don't really think you have, but... Wow. The silence is deafening.
I don't think he realized you were speaking to him.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, you know, PWA legend Night Striker. He, I don't know if he had any, you know, big historic cage matches, but I know that his life partner, Monkey McD, had more than a couple. So that.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'd talk to you if I wasn't, you know, wanting to kick your ass right now, because, you know, the whole life partner thing, that's cute and all, but, you know, I kind of tossed your ass out not too long ago of a match, so, you know, you can go ahead and continue on with your show without your trash talking there, sir.
I don't recall what you're talking about.
Oh, I do. Looked kind of good when you hit the concrete after going over the top rope.
That happens on occasion. I'm not going to deny that. I take the high risk, and sometimes it doesn't work out.
That's right. So move on.
We will move on. What we're going to do, though, is we're going to move on into another quick break. We're going to come back with an interview. So this is going to be very, very exciting. We'll be back here in a second.
Place like this, anything goes with Well, somebody told me you had a boyfriend. He looked like his girlfriend. Then I had in February of last year. It's not confidential. I've got potential. Rushing, rushing around.
Back during the commercial break, fucking McNasty found out there was a Will and Grace marathon on TBS, so he left to go watch that. But that's okay because we've got our he was getting fired anyway, so our new official co-host Night Striker is on here with us. Well, of course, everybody's still here with us except for McNasty, so the show just got like 1,000 times better.
Ratings just went through the roof.
Yes. I thought you told me he was. I thought you told me that he went to see the Queer as Folk marathon.
Oh no, that's on TiVo.
That was on and that was next.
Yeah, he's got that all on his TiVo.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, and that's why he can't tape The Will and Grace, because his TiVo is full of Queer as Folk.
Ah, yes. All right.
So, all right. Now it's the part where we interview somebody that's a minor star in the PWA. In the past, we've done such people as Mark McNasty and Nightmare. This week, we're getting around to Deacon Frost, the man who wows me with his ability to show up. So thanks for showing up.
Ooh, minor star now.
I know. You just got a promotion by appearing on PWA Radio. So welcome to the world of the minor star in the PWA.
Yeah. I am Deacon Frost, the minor star that gave Rob the major ass whooping that caused him to be in such a foul mood today.
Why do you think this is a foul mood? You have not been listening to PWA Radio. So
he's not one of the six.
No, he's not one of the six regular subscribers. Shame on you. So, so let's talk about this major ass whooping. You basically have done little of note in the PWA thus far. You bring in your tag team partner there, Brooklyn Jones, and you lucked into a number one contendership match.
Hold on.
Yes.
Let's get something straight. I'll admit, when I first got to PWA, I was unfocused. But once I got focused, I haven't lost. I haven't been beaten in my last few matches, which includes...
But who have you been fighting in your last... You fought the O'Connor boys.
I fought the O'Connor boys. I fought Enrique Erica, who just went on to get her ass whooped for a title. And I whooped your ass.
Well, no, I would hardly call that whooping my ass. If you recall, I had your ass knocked out from a leg hold across your throat. It was a pair of handcuffs that kicked my ass.
If it wasn't for your partner slamming the door in the face, the match would have been over way before Led
came down.
Oh, wait a minute.
Let's just clear this up right now. We do have PX here on the line with us. Did you do anything to like prevent him from leaving the cage? Because I didn't see that happen.
I think I was under a bunch of table debris at the time.
Yeah, so...
My memory's kind of fuzzy.
Yeah, so why don't you quit making excuses?
You know what? That's right. I'll quit making excuses. I'll just say I walked out with the win along with my partner, and that's pretty much...
Yeah, so how long you been teaming up with old Brooklyn Jones there? Hello? You still there? No.
I think you pissed him off.
I think you intimidated him.
Maybe Bronx Williams cut off the line.
It could be.
As you bringing up that leg choke, I think you scared him a bit.
He didn't want any more of that. Oh, my God, he's attacking us with noise.
Oh, man, I think it's an SOS.
I was just going to say that. Nice striker, SOS. I'm sorry that we think alike.
Oh, don't ever say that again. I'll disconnect my call.
I'm sorry we think alike.
Is this part meant to be in character?
Apparently, yes. Yeah, and man, now I got to edit. God damn it. The idea is never to edit.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
See, this is what I get. You disrespect me and my partner, and the equipment starts messing up.
Well, you know, you just got to be smarter than the telephone. That's really all I can say. So, all right, let's get back to this. Or
maybe you ought to better equipment.
Well, you know, maybe if we had a budget. That's pretty much what I'm saying.
That would help.
Talk to my brother.
Yeah, yeah. Now it's talk to your brother. Before it's, well, we got to wait till the end of the fiscal year. Now it's talk to my brother. Yeah, we're never getting shit.
No shit. You'd just be lucky if he doesn't just cancel your program altogether.
Well, that might be.
When was the last time Razor spent on anything apart from dark clothing?
Well, he does have to get the Grecian formula for men because that hair ain't so black naturally, folks. So, we're talking to Bronx Williams. We're talking to Deacon Frost. Yeah, so how long you been teaming up with your little, you know, lover boy there?
Ah, very funny.
Little buddy.
Me and Bronx have been teaming for almost 11 years.
Really? 11 years. Fantastic. So, that's a lot of losses, you know, if you think about it. Because you've only been in the PWA for a few months, and you've acquired quite a few. So, multiply that times 11 years. Jesus Christ, my friend. How do you keep motivated?
Motivated?
Well, yeah.
I get motivated because I get those times where I don't feel like I have anything to prove. So, I just don't put so much effort into it. But then I get those matches where I really want to whip somebody's ass.
Oh.
Just like a match with
you're going the Night Striker route, and you're looking for the paycheck.
Pretty much. Paycheck and the title shot.
Yeah.
That ain't right, man. I just come back for the paycheck. Now, I used to wrestle for the love of wrestling. Now it's all about the paycheck.
Well, that's true. Ever since, you know, McD got... I don't even know what the hell happened to D. I just came back. Somebody told me McD was dead. I'm like, I thought he was in San Francisco with Striker. No, apparently he's dead. No.
He is dead, and San Francisco.
Yeah. Yeah, I hear it.
Okay, moving on with your interview.
Maybe that's why you're so interested in the paycheck, because I hear that's expensive as hell out there.
It's expensive as hell anywhere now.
No shit. So, God damn it. I'm not going to hurt you. You don't have to do the SOS anymore.
And I don't think anybody's going to help him anyway.
That's probably true.
Definitely not on Friday.
Yeah, we got the human French fry over there. We got the my tag team partner, and we got a retired florist. I don't think there's a whole lot of help for him here.
All guys that are jealous of my success right now.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about, you know, where have you come from? If you're such a hotshot for the last 11 years, I've never fucking heard of you. So please enlighten us. Educate us, if you would. Or don't. That's fine. Ow. Keep calling for him.
I feel more enlightened.
I've learned a lot. I really have, and I think we can just call that good.
Yeah, that's the most I've ever heard from him.
Yeah.
Like always, he shows up, but he doesn't put a lot in.
Yeah. Well, yeah, exactly. I am blown away by his ability to show up, and he's having microphone issues. Like I said, you got to be smarter than the phone, and that's the problem.
But I think the nice thing that he's doing, though, is he's tallying up all of his losses. Each time we hear one of those beeps, it's not really an SOS. It's just he's marking down each loss.
Excellent. Well, then we're going to be here. This is going to be like a record-breaking episode of PWA Radio, the 13-hour episode.
That's right. I mean, I've got all the booze that I can handle for the evening, so I'm in for the long haul.
Nice.
You got your flask with you?
Oh, it's going to take more than a flask tonight, my friend.
Oh, he can refill it.
Who needs Will and Grace marathons when you got PWA Radio?
Yeah. Well, that I don't know if that's really the comparison we want to draw. I don't know if you
might as well. You might as well ask Stryker about his past.
Yeah, I don't know if.
Okay.
I don't know if you get Will and Grace there in parts unknown, but yeah, that's not really what we want to be. Compete against. So yeah.
You know what?
Beat yeah, we don't get
by
cable in person
before Friday.
What?
So the only way he's going to beat me is he's going to kill my ears before Friday.
Well, that's quite a possibility. So I'll tell you what, we're just going to God damn it. So yeah, so Stryker, since we got you on the line, yes, tell us about your accolades. You did promise to do that at the start of the show. So what exactly, why should people give a shit that you're on the show tonight? Am I talking to myself? Is my mind fucking up?
What are you doing to these people, Rob?
Well, or may, oh, I bet his mouth is full. That's why he can't talk.
That's where McNasty
That's
went.
That's why Daniel's quiet.
Yes, god damn it. Okay, so, you guys get Will and Grace there in Parts Unknown, PX? I guess we'll talk to you for a while.
Ah, no, not really. We just get the basic package, you know?
God damn it.
We get straight programming it in Parts Unknown.
Oh, nice, nice. So, yeah, I was actually, I was planning a whole PX episode, but we'll still have to do that here in the future as we kill a little bit of time while we're working out our technical difficulties. I don't think I'm going to break out the technical difficulty music, though, even though people seem to like it.
It seems to get the job done.
It does get the job done.
Oh, there it is.
It's not, oh, yeah. So, as I was saying, what are your particular accolades? What have you done? Because I'm familiar with you being, you know, McD's second fiddle, second banana. Yes, there, I like that. Monkey McD's second banana in the PWA. But what else? What all have you done? Let the listeners know why we should care.
Well, first off, since he's dead now, I guess I don't play second fiddle to anyone. But anyway, well, I could go into the fact that, you know, granted, we do have Project X on the line, who I did retire a few years back, but apparently that doesn't matter because, you know, here he is.
I have no memory of him.
Well, you know, and it's tough. You know, you were buried alive, so, you know, that could mess with the memory.
I did not have sex with that woman. That's what Mike is – that's what he's saying.
But I think if I retired now, all the great Project X moments you would have missed.
Yeah, like us not winning that match yesterday.
Well, look, I think I'm getting a bit of a memory loss there as well.
Yeah, well,
and we can
give it a week and give me a week and ask me about it then.
Yeah, I don't know if that. I don't think it was a fast count, but I think it was a bad camera angle is what really fucked us over. Because my feet were clearly and honestly, they didn't say that both feet have to be on the ground at the same time. I mean, I had like my left foot down, then I kind of wiggled a little bit. I got the right foot down. It's just they weren't there at the same time. I'm thinking that we won.
When you have that conversation with your buddy Razor, make sure you put in a word to sack that cameraman who had that camera slightly askew.
Yes, because that was bad. That was a bad angle. Somebody should be fired definitely for that.
Shouldn't it be something along with the referee and not the camera angle? The ref isn't behind the cameras.
Yeah, but they went to the video replay.
Yeah, there were multiple referees, and nobody could decide. Oh, we don't know who the fuck won, and so they went to the camera and.
Shouldn't they do rock paper scissors at that point? Because then does it really matter?
I think they should just take the 50 that I'm offering them and shut the fuck up.
Well, see, now there you go. There you go. I figure bribes should come into play.
Yeah.
It's much quicker.
That's how shit's done.
The problem is that it was 50 for all of them. You should have done 50 for each of them.
You know what? You can only carry so many, so much money with you. Let's see. Well, it looks like that Frost will not be coming back. His agent has stopped the interview due to, apparently, the interview wasn't cleared. Razor didn't clear the interview through his agent, so he's not, I don't know, maybe they're protecting him PR-wise or something, but yeah, he will not be
Don't give me any reason to thank Razor.
Yeah.
He's showing up elsewhere today.
Yeah.
Okay, well, Just to let you know, we are having some dropouts on this, and I don't know if you're hearing everything normally, but I'm getting some dropouts.
Oh, yeah, I'm hearing everything just fine. So, you know, we'll talk to Razor about getting more equipment, but since I'm listening through the recording booth here and we're doing okay, then I think we're going to be all right. So, yeah. So let's see. So we got Night Striker, who is a former guy that retired PX. He's a former world champion, former Intercontinental champion. Were you a tag team champion at any point?
I had just about every belt that the PWA had to offer.
Aren't we kind of arrogant?
No more than you are.
Yeah, well, that's kind of my thing.
I know what you're thinking.
McDee carried his ass to a lot of titles.
That's true.
Yeah, okay. So does that mean Phoenix is carrying your ass now? Is that how that works?
Well, it's kind of just, it's teamwork with us.
Teamwork, yeah, is that what that's called?
It's a shared accomplishment.
Yeah, I mean, because with us.
That's a cute moment.
Not this last week.
I mean, I understand.
That's a shared accomplishment.
I know,
right there. They accomplished losing.
I know that there was teamwork between you and McDee because, you know, he was the pitcher and you were the catcher, and you got to work together for that kind of stuff. But that's not what we're talking about here.
Right. We're talking about some winning teams here, and, well, you guys aren't quite there yet.
You know what? Speaking of winning teams, I would love to get the Brothers Grimm on here. Now, that Grifter volunteered to actually show up and be interviewed, but after thinking long and hard about it, I thought that maybe that was not the best course of action for PWA Radio. But
it would have been just as good as Deacon Frost there at that point.
That's true. Yep. Do you guys remember the
who was it that
challenged Grifter to an I Quit match?
The Shocker.
Was that the Shocker?
I do remember that.
That was awesome.
That was funny.
That was probably one of the best matches in the early days of the PWA.
Let's see. Were you in the HIC?
I did not get into the HIC. I think I went there for a match or two when it opened, just as a couple of one-time-only deals, just to kind of get the place going. We'll just work a couple shows, get it on the map, and it took off from there. I mean, not for as long as PWA has gone on, but, you know, it was a paycheck at that point in time because I was in between where I wanted to go as far as my professional career.
Let's see. All right. And so did you do anything else, or you just kind of been laying low?
I've just been laying low. I mean, my last matches were back in the LWF when it tried to get back going. After that, I just kind of laid low. I ended up finally marrying my now wife. She was known as Erica Delaney. I've just been, you know, living back in Chicago.
I see.
And still dealing with some drama with Kylie November, as you may know. We've been through a whole lot together, which has just been a pain in my ass. But, you know,
and
sometimes you gotta do it.
And you've got like your younger brother is or was in the PWA?
Vicious, yes, Trevor Knight. And I'm still not sure what happened there. For whatever reason, he decided to become his own man, do his own thing. He got in with the wrong crowd. He ended up getting in cahoots with Darren Rydell. And, you know, he just took a wrong path. And I really haven't spoken with him. Oh, boy, it's probably been a couple of years now since I've spoken with him last.
Well, that's better than I've been doing. I ran into him a couple of months ago, and I've regretted it ever since.
From what I've heard, still hanging around with the wrong crowd, and there's not really much that you can do at that point. You know, they got to learn their lesson the hard way sometimes.
You know, it occurs to me, we've got like right now on the line, just a veritable who's who of former PWA world champions. This is an elite class, gentlemen.
That is true. That is true.
Except for Chameleon. But an elite class.
So would that mean that he's the underclassman then?
Well, he's got the credentials of all of us have, but he's...
It's a pity he couldn't get his missus on, Psycho Sandra. She was a great world champion.
She was, because, you know, if she had not been the world champion, then I would not have been the world champion. So, yes.
Yeah, that's correct. Mm-hmm. I'm looking at the records right now, actually.
Oh, nice. Then, yeah, you will see that...
Well, I also saw that Creatures of the Night had two title reigns that lasted a total of 41 days.
Hey, that's...
Yeah, well, you know what? We had a tag team, too, that lasted probably about that long as well before we ended up having some issues. So,
you know, that's... You know, take that for now, are you talking about the tag team titles? Are you combining their... Because McD was, like, world champ for, like, forever and a week.
I'm talking about their tag team.
Oh, well, yeah, but 41 days is pretty goddamn remarkable whenever you consider the fact that, you know, the Grimms were around at that time. And
well, yeah, their whole thing there was between the Grimms, because they had the title for 3 days, the Grimms beat them, yeah. They beat the Grimms, and then the Grimms beat them back, and that was it for the Creatures of the Night.
Yeah, because, I mean, anytime you got the Grimms coming up against you, and you can hold on to... To be honest, I mean, back then, the tag belts were the Brothers Grimm belts, you know, and if you had them, then you were doing something impressive. So.
12 title reigns for the Brothers Grimm.
Jeez. I mean, you really can't. I mean, we may have had our problems with that tag team and everything, but you got to give them their credit, man. I mean, they work well together, and hell, for them being wrestling as a tag team for as long as they have, of course they're going to be good at what they're doing.
Actually, you know what? Come to think of it, since we're doing this anyway, we're just going to, rather than have a formal interview, this is just going to be old folks' day here at the PWA Radio, since we have men of character. So I'm just going to do a little bit of roundtable here.
We're not going to play bingo, are we?
No, we're not going to play bingo. But I'm going to start with you. Who would you like to see? You know, back in PWA, you know, just not somebody that probably would come back, but who would you like to see come back if anybody in the world could?
Well, if we've got a shovel, I'd like to see McD come back.
Well, see, now you stole Stryker's answer.
No, I am perfectly fine with him not coming back.
Because even the McD corpse outshines Night Stryker.
wow, how about really? We're going to go there, huh? Well, maybe I'll have to come back for another match. We'll see.
How about you, Chameleon? Anybody at all?
I'm torn between either Dr. Steven Remo or even Prima Donna, actually. Just for one, with Remo was good, both in the ring and out of the ring. And watching Prima Donna get losing every match he can lose in is entertaining.
Yeah, you and the Icons were not friendly, I suppose, would be the...
Well, it was really my brother who had most of the issues.
Well, yes, him. Yeah. But, although I don't think that they...
You know, if he...
No, I was going to say, the Summers Clan, in general, they were not fans of, so... Yeah.
Well, that was your fault, mostly.
Well, you know, it wasn't like... It wasn't like Razor wasn't, you know, fan. I mean, I was just putting people in matches. You know, well, you don't.
You were also taking people out of matches with steel chairs, if I recall.
Well, you know, whatever the situation called for, I was a very hands-on type of guy. What about you, Stryker? Anybody that could come back?
Oh man, that's a real good one. Just going out with what you guys were saying with Prima Donna and then Synergy at that time. The Icons. I had problems with them too. I mean, way back in the day. Had Synergy actually attacked my brother, threw him out of a window. I mean, that was a tough time. That was family related, which I'm sure you're well aware that that can get a little tricky and a little personal real quick.
No shit.
But as far as somebody coming back, you know, I would really, really love to see Rage come back. Never did get a chance when I was wrestling. Paths never really crossed, but I think that, you know, if I had a chance to, you know, step back in the ring and he were to come back and step in, I think that would be a good match to see.
I'm going to throw my vote behind Panzerdice, or Paradise, or whatever you want to call him. I enjoyed him.
You could share drinks if he came back. Yoo-hoo and High C.
We did that all. We frequently, he and I would sit around and play some Tecmo football and throw back a couple of Yoo-hoos and some High C. Not mixed though, because that's just gross.
I was going to ask you.
Yeah, yes. So, let's see here. How about favorite match? Not necessarily one that you were involved in, but just favorite match in general, PX.
Oh, geez. Going to me first every time. That I was involved in.
You don't have to be involved in. Just one that you know, kind of like how I mentioned the I Quit match with Grifter that I just thought was an entertaining spot.
Can we pass over me?
All right, Stryker.
He has no favorites. If it's not among him, he has no favorites.
Well, he sent me a text message.
I've just taken like so many chair shots over the years. It all fades out after a while.
He did send me a text message. He's a little bit embarrassed about this, but he said that his favorite match of all time was whenever the Phoenix beat Psycho Sandra for the world title. So that's very. Thank you very much. I appreciate
that. That was a good moment. I have that in my DVD collection.
So you got anything that you liked in particular, Stryker?
You know, that's such a tough question too, Rob. Just throwing it out there. I mean, so many years, so many matches. It's hard to really pinpoint one. I mean, you could go back through and say, you know, anything involving, you know, the Grimms. I mean, just about a classic match anytime that they got in the ring. And the PWA just itself has put on so many outstanding pay-per-views and regular events that to narrow it down, it's almost impossible.
All right, and Chameleon.
For me, it would be any of the Rumble in the Bronxes. They just put on one of the best performances by getting everybody in the ring, and depending on how big the PWA is at any given time. Yeah. Our first one had 48. I mean, we've had it as low as just like 34, but you know, you get a chance to see quite a few different feuds going on at the same time, you know, blending into each other. You can tell who's going to come out in the end. And it just makes for a hell of a match that I would say the Rumble is my favorite.
All right. And here's one that I think is a fine question here. Who's your favorite PWA jobber? And we're going to go back to PX on this, see if he actually has an answer for a change.
I'd probably go with Chameleon.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Zing.
Yeah, Chameleon. Let's.
Well, you know what? For being a jobber, I'd hell of a win. So, you know, fine.
Well, that's. Can't help charity.
So, come on, Chameleon. Who's your favorite jobber?
It would have to be Scotty Snow.
God damn it. That's my favorite. So.
Come on. He has been around. Ever since the beginning of the PWA, from the very beginning, he's always there when you need him to be there, to take the fall, to be entertaining, do what feels in the dressing room, and just he's got to be the favorite. You know, I could go back and I could just say Project X because of all the times he's lost, but I'm not going to play that game with you. You know, the favorite would be Scotty Snow.
All right, and Stryker, who do you like?
You know, any time that you can get the mask lard to come out to the ring, that's just funnier than hell. I mean,
love
really,
he barely ever makes it to the ring.
Yes,
exactly.
So
when Dump
is there, it is us. And I'm.
We need to bring that guy back.
I guess I'm going to have to go with the Birdman, Steve Morley, since Scotty Snow got taken. I liked him. Just the fact that he had a career renaissance once he started tagging up with Mikey P. And. Yeah, so he was able to make something for himself. I think he was always a role model for Scotty Snow, who never quite got it going on. So,
you do remember when Scotty Snow actually won a match. He was running down the back locker room area going, "I won, I won." And I do believe he kept running on for about 3 months. He kept appearing backstage.
Oh, indeed.
Just running past.
So, all right, we're going to take... Oh, my God. We're going to take another quick break. We're going to come back, and we're going to talk a little bit with Night Stryker or Project X. We're just going to talk. That's what we're going to do. We're going back. We're going to talk, and we're going to have a hell of a show this week to make up for the last two sucky weeks. So we'll be right back.
What the fuck is this world? Run into you, didn't leave a message, at least I could have learned your voice one last time. Daily minefield, this could be my time by you. Would you hit me? Would you hit me?
Sorry about the very long break that time, folks, but, well, I got caught up in the Will and Grace, what can I say? Now, we are, now is the OC part of the show, as anybody that's listened, all six of you know. We've got Project X, we got Mike here, we got Justin, Night Striker, and, of course, Chris is here with us. And
who needs no introduction?
Yeah, he's been on often enough that, Jesus, you should know people. So,
take a quick for the
yes, I actually want to mention this while it's still fresh in my brain. You know, I guess this was still several years ago, but I actually did a Google search on Scotty Snow at one point, and that dude was in, like, other feds. Because if anybody doesn't know, the original PWA jobbers were, I think I mentioned this in the first episode, but they were people that joined up originally and then didn't stick around through all the, you know, big delay between John Oglesby starting it up and me taking over. So the guy actually did go, and he used Scotty Snow in other feds, and I think he had pretty much a similar track record as he had in the PWA. So
I would love to have seen one of his role plays just to get an idea of,
yes,
you know,
yeah,
how Night Striker or how, sorry, Scotty Snow spoke. But I mentioned the Hot Wheels segment because that's something that you did, Rob, when you were role playing as him for a while. I don't know if you remember doing that role play.
I don't. What are you talking about?
You, I think it was the W4F, you brought Scotty Snow in, and you had him sitting down on the floor in the locker room playing with Hot Wheels in a role play.
Wow, I don't recall that at all. Now, I have used Scotty Snow in some RPs, like here fairly recently anyway, just because I like Scotty Snow, but...
Until you throw him into a locker.
Well...
he hasn't appeared since.
Well, you wouldn't either.
Yeah. He may make a return. I was actually going to have him help out in the big interference during the tag team title match this week, but I thought that three people was more than plenty. I was like, oh, it would have been nice for Scotty Snow to get a pay-per-view paycheck, but alas.
I think what would have been cool is if Project X had fallen on Scotty Snow, and then at the end of the match when Deadpool, they would announce that you and PX won, but then they realized that PX never hit the floor because he's laying on
Scotty
top.
Snow.
Oh, that should have totally been his.
That would have been awesome.
That would have worked. All the best stuff you think of after, but
oh,
still.
Oh, jeez, that's awesome.
We can always
do a Genesis 4-5 job.
It was only 5 late.
So, yeah, so this is the part where we typically ask people, how they got into stuff. And since we got Stryker on, and it's been like 3 weeks in the making, we're going to talk to him about the OC. Now, this is actually going to be tough for Mike, I think, because I know this is his favorite part of the show. And since he's hearing it now, he's not going to have anything to look forward to when he downloads the podcast. Assuming he does, since he's been here for the whole thing. But maybe he just likes to hear the music. I don't know.
It's your sexy voice, Rob. Gets me going every time.
I'm sure somebody likes the music. Nobody's complained about it. And a couple of people have actually emailed me about a couple of things. But, yeah. Okay, so.
Yeah.
So, Justin.
Yes, sir.
You're no longer involved in the e-fetting, and good for you.
Well, thank you.
I'm
you're an inspiration to us all.
I'm envious. I'm always so very interested. And so how did you get started? When did you get started?
Well, we got the person on the phone here that started it all. That would be Chris. He's the one that actually got Crispy and myself, the Creatures of the Night, to form. And then we did get that started, and I believe that was at the end of 1999. If I remember correctly,
June or July, I was actually at your—I don't know if it was your apartment or his apartment—and we were actually over there for a pay-per-view, SummerSlam, when I mentioned the e-fetting to you.
Oh, good lord! Yeah, I remember that we were together somewhere, but that you remember the pay-per-view blows my mind.
I don't have many memories, but. Remembering how you got – well, you see, the thing is when you first got started, you didn't know what you were doing, but you, so quickly that you came into your own, it's easy to remember more when you got started because it was such a fast transition.
Oh, yeah. No, and I knew it was back at that time, but, yeah, that's how both of us, Crispy and myself, got started in this, and you've seen where that's taken us over the years. Took him to kill his character off, and me finally got away from it, but,
Yeah, that's got to be an awkward conversation, too. Like, hey, we're already kind of dorks because we're sitting here watching wrestling, but how would you like to take it a step further?
Well, and what's funny? It was just one of those things that was mentioned, and we looked at each other and said, well, sure, what the hell?
Oh, geez, yeah. And, of course, Crispy went on to design in my opinion, the best of the PWA websites, the one that we're using it even still today.
Well, other than, it's
some
been
modified,
modified,
but the basic template, yes.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I keep credit for him on there,
yes,
too.
Yes, you do. Although I don't know if anybody, maybe at this point, hell, who the hell knows who Crispy is?
I do.
The important people know.
Right, and actually, just on a side note, not anybody's going to care, really, but Chris, he'll be coming up here the end of July. He'll be up around the area, so just FYI.
Awesome. So what's...
Do you know if he's going to be around during the pay-per-view weekend?
I doubt it, but we'll see.
Okay. So what is he up to now, since he's never going to be on the show?
He's married. He's,
the fuck?
He lives
what?
Down, yeah, he's married.
Well, we thought the same about you.
But, yeah, he lives down in North Carolina. He's just been, you know, gaming. He's a World of Warcraft guy, just like me. Playing games, watching movies, you know, guy stuff.
All right, so since you mentioned it, which server do you play on?
Black Hand.
Fuck, I'm not on Black Hand.
I know you're
not. You don't know that? How do you know that? What?
I listen to the show.
Oh,
Rob.
Okay.
One of the what?
Oh, stalker.
Nobody's going to download this week. yes. So, and what do you play?
I got multiple characters. I've got a hunter. I've got a druid. I've got a pally. I mean, I've got lots of characters that I play.
All right. That's
yeah.
So that's
I know.
One door.
You gotta love how it just segued. Started with, well, how'd you get into wrestling? Well, look, World of Warcraft.
You know, I gotta ask because I
and everybody tuned out.
Yeah, actually,
it all interlinks.
I know.
Sadly enough, that was what I was most excited about this new laptop for, is so I could play World of Warcraft while I'm sitting on the couch. And yeah, so that will count.
Your skivvies.
That will count as quality time with the wife, so she can, you know, watch TV and I'll sit there and play Warcraft.
Wow, you are.
And you're still married.
Oh man, I've got like the perfect thing here. Like right, fuck man, I've been on here all night. She doesn't care. I think she's actually happy.
Is there somebody in the room with her somewhere else that's making sure that she's okay?
No, so I got the cats. But yeah, no, she really doesn't care what I do, and she is a gamer. I got her into playing City of Heroes. She will not play Warcraft though. I have tried. She doesn't like the item based, you know, the loot based type of thing, because it is a pain in the ass having to, like, you know, camp for a particular, you know, item. Whereas City of Heroes, you level up and you get, you know, new powers every couple of levels, and that's really all there is to it. It's a fun game though, but she plays.
It is a fun game.
Yeah,
yeah, I agree.
Not a big fan of the whole MMO scene.
Yeah, see, I burnt myself out on EverQuest pretty much, so I'm not like hooked on.
Amen to that.
But I
that happened to me too, Rob. You know, I played that for years, and then it's like, okay, I gotta stop.
Yeah. So now with the Warcraft, and like, I play City of Heroes. I played Lord of the Rings online. I mean, I play them all, and I enjoy them, but I don't like get obsessed with it. Like, I'll play a couple hours a week, and that'll be plenty for me, and I'm perfectly content. So.
Right, that's about where I'm at now, too. I used to play it, shoot, hours on end each and every night, and then it just got to the point where, look, you know, got to step back a bit.
Yeah, like Warcraft had me for, like, a month. Like, I was, like, that's a whole other story, but I was playing a whole lot every night because I was, I owned a LAN center, if you're familiar with something like that, where people come and pay money to play computer games.
Yes, I always found those intriguing that they still exist.
Well, no, these are
that one.
What, like arcades?
No, it's we had 16 PCs set up, and this was before the 360. We had an Xbox set up also, and kids would come in. They pay $5 an hour to play like Counter Strike, and a lot of people played Guild Wars. That was pretty popular, and there were actually people that came in. There were a group of. I don't know, maybe they were college kids. They came in a couple times a week, and they paid money to all play Warcraft, and they all sat at the same table so that they could go and, you know, do dungeons and stuff all together.
See, and I had no idea that you could even do that until I went down and visited Crispy a couple years ago, and we went to the mall down there, and they had one of those places in the mall where you just pay, and they had tons of computers set up, and you could just play games. I thought... Really? This is what we've come to now?
Yep.
Justin, you do know they have one of those in East Lansing.
Do they? There's one around here?
There's one in East Lansing. It's, do you know where the...
No, I don't.
I know. The old store where Flat Black and Circular is? Do you remember the old record shop?
Oh, hell, I think so. That's right downtown, isn't it?
Yeah, and where Taco Bell used to be, the old building. Yeah. Well, the building next to it, that area there, it's a computer repair shop, but it's got about 25, 30 computers in there, and you go in and you pay, and you can play games. Yeah.
Didn't even know we had one of those around here.
Yep, it's only two blocks from BW's.
That's funny. Yeah, we actually made the bulk of our money from computer repairs. But, so since I was there, you know, like every night and all day on the weekends, that's all I did was play Warcraft for, you know, like a month. And then I'm like, I'm tired of this. Let's play something else.
Well, right. I mean, you can only play it for so much before it just is overwhelming then at that point.
Yeah, then I made...
I played it for 3 months, and then I just couldn't do it anymore.
Yeah, and then I made friends when I moved down here, and they were like, oh, we play on a Dagger Spine. And since it was a PvP server and I was on a PvE server, then I had to start over. And then my dad started playing after I quit again, and so I made, you know, was going to play with him. But I'm like, I just don't want to go through these levels again. It's so awful.
Oh, I know. Well, I mean, it's a lot better now. It doesn't take quite as long, but still.
Yeah, I mean,
that's what always put me off about MMOs, was the grind of it.
Yeah.
Just,
well, see, that's what I liked about City Heroes, was there was, like, hardly any grind. I mean, obviously, you still had to level up like any RPG, but it was not excessive. I mean, it was, you could level so fast, it was ridiculous. But, and with City Heroes, my favorite part was making new costumes for new superheroes. It was...
Oh, I know it. That's what Crispy does. That's what he's playing right now,
too. Oh, really?
He's been playing a lot of it. Oh, yes. And he tried to get me back into it, and I just found that I enjoyed creating the characters. I didn't even really want to play them.
Yeah. So. Yeah, we started making it. Like, I got my wife and my cousin and a couple other friends playing it. And, yeah, we would just start rolling up characters on new servers because we ran out of character slots on the ones we've normally played on.
Jeez.
Yeah, it was sad. I mean, we would even do stuff like, the three of us would make themed characters that would all have, like, matching costumes. And, yeah, like, well, we had, like, elemental people. So we had, like, my guy was Cold Compact. He was, like, a healer with ice powers. And then we had, like, a stone tanker whose name was, I think it was Rock Hard. And,
wow, really?
Yeah. And, oh, and then my wife was a, like, a blaster or something with fire powers. And, well, her name was not as good. It was I named her. It was Busty LaFlame. So
that's all right. It can't be any worse than my cousin. He made up one, and I think what he's call it burns when I pee. I think it's, and yeah, just pretty crazy.
Oh, my favorite was I made this guy that just had like a t-shirt and blue jeans, and he had like this Elvis looking pompadour, and I named him Pete North. And he was a blaster that would shoot out like rays, and they were like full little bubbles. It was that was just so awesome.
Okay, that's a little more information than I'm sure most people want to hear.
Yeah, and I love the fact that you got that joke, because my wife did not, and even my gay cousin got it, and we were laughing our asses off whenever I would go out. And and his catchphrase, I had it hotkeyed before every battle, and it was, I'm gonna nut, and then he would, you know, shoot this power. It was
so wrong, Rob. So wrong. I'm gonna nut. That's so wrong.
And each setting turns out to be tame.
Oh, man. My God. I have been enlightened. I really have. Wow. All right.
That was fantastic. Now I want to play that one again. So.
glad to get your juices flowing for that.
Yes.
Again. Oh, that's probably the last.
Yeah, that's
the worst thing to say.
Yeah, that was not good. Man.
But yeah, you did it anyway.
I know it.
Wow.
I figure if I'm going to hell, I'm going for class.
Oh, we need a McNasty replacement.
You get ticked off at all my puns at the bar, but then tonight you just made up for a few months.
I know it.
I'll get revenge.
I have no doubt.
Justin doesn't like it. I make a lot of wrestling puns at the shows every month, to the point where he's ready to move to another table.
Yes.
All right. So what do you...
Go ahead. Go ahead.
So what do you do now, Justin?
What do I do? I actually work for Jackson National Life Insurance Company. I basically just telephone service rep. I just answer calls, deal with stupid people all day, and... basically tell them to quit calling me. Well, I can't tell them that, but I'd like to. But yeah, I've been doing that for about a year and a half now since I started there, and you know, things are going well. Just do that, and you know, on the side, I keep tabs on the PWA. I do a lot of, you know, fantasy baseball stuff, fantasy football.
Living in Michigan.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
you're right.
Yeah, so I guess the Tigers, is that your team?
You know what? Yes, root for the Tigers. I've actually been an Atlanta Braves fan for quite a few years as well, which is just weird living up here. But, yeah, I do follow them, and I'm following them go right in the toilet this year again. But, you know, it was nice to have a ray of hope the last couple of years.
Yeah, yeah. Now, you might have to refresh my memory because I'm a little hazy here because it all went down like as I was actually packing the moving van to leave St. Louis. But didn't the Cardinals beat your guys for the
Oh, yeah. We looked like shit in that World Series. Yeah, that was just awful. I mean, that is about the worst performance that you'll ever see a team put on.
Yeah.
Can I just ask a quick baseball question? Why did they call it the World Series when it's only one country?
No, there's two teams in Canada, or one team in Canada. The Blue Jays.
That constitutes the world.
Yeah.
Well, I guess there's a lot of players from all around the world that play on the major league
that
teams.
That is true. Yeah, especially their...
Why did they call it a world title in the WWE when it...
Well, because they do defend it all over the world. That's the...
That's true now, but still, it's basically U.S.-based.
Oh, basically.
And we haven't really seen many out-of-country champions other than Canada,
yeah.
But... No, I think it's just... It makes it look
good. Steve's have a European title.
Yeah, I like the European title, actually. Yeah. But you know, well, it's because
we need to bring back another title sometime.
It's because the Americans are very, very egotistical and self-centered. So that's basically it. I mean, whatever we do is what the fucking world is supposed to be doing. So I mean, that's how Americans view it. So yeah, but I mean,
go us.
Yeah. So, but really, you know, When I was working at the service center in St. Louis, we had a lot of Bosnians and Russians that worked there. And during the World Cup, every workbench had a big TV on it, and so we all would bring in like DVDs to watch while we worked. But man, during the World Cup, every desk had the fucking soccer games playing. So I got to ask you, you know, being a UK? What? Is that right?
No. Yes. You never call an Irish person from the UK.
Well, see, that's why I was asking. So you're
from, No.
No, so part of Ireland is? How's that work?
There's the Republic of Ireland and then there's Northern Ireland. Northern Ireland's part of the UK.
Okay.
But we fought for like a civil war and we got part of Ireland back and they kept the north.
Okay, so you guys are kind of angry. Is that right? Because I did this.
It's kind of an understatement.
Because I did this.
That's kind of the vibe.
I did describe, you know, Ireland as in, you know, nice Ireland and we'll fucking kill you, Ireland, before. And you sound like you're going to fucking kill me. And I'm a little nervous.
I don't worry. I like you, so I'll probably just rip out an organ or something.
All right. Now, what part of Ireland are you from?
From the south, so I'm in Dublin at the moment.
No, not you. You too.
Oh, you too?
Yes.
I think he's Dublin.
Okay. So, what is that, north, or is that that not UK Ireland?
That's the not UK Ireland.
But no, wait a minute now, because Bono got knighted recently, or I guess a year ago. So, can the Queen knight people that aren't from?
You can, yeah. Like Bob Geldof is Irish and he was knighted as well.
Oh, okay.
But you can only advance to a certain rank in, you get the title of Sir, but you don't get anything above that.
So you don't get like the fancy sword. That's it.
No, you just get the Queen tap you on the shoulder with the sword.
Fuck that.
Off you go.
Fuck that. I see. And here's a question, and this is not. I'm sure this is just so interesting, but I've never understood this. Now for the UK, the United Kingdom, that would be Scotland, England. What the fuck is the United Kingdom?
Scotland, England, Wales, and Northern Ireland.
Okay. And only people from England are British? Is that right? Or all those...
No. All four of them countries are British.
Really? Because I wouldn't think you would refer to somebody that's Scottish as British, because I think they'd punch you.
Well, they get offended by the notion, but they're part of the British Empire.
And they're trying to escape too, right?
What? Not for years.
No? I thought there was something...
not since the days of William Wallace.
Oh, the fucking Discovery Channel led me wrong. I'm so pissed off.
Ever since Mel Gibson died, they haven't been fighting.
Wow. You guys, you know what? I envy you for the kick-ass accent, but I'm so glad we left, because that's just... I can't keep all that straight, and your money's all fucked up, too. I looked that up, like...
That was a fucked up. Just one currency for most of Europe, the euro.
Oh, I guess since you're not UK, you don't have, like, the pound and, like, the fucking... Or, like, the fucking shilling and the... I looked this up one time on Wikipedia, and it's just... I'm very confused. So...
The euro's laid out to the similar to the dollar we even have since.
Really? God yep. damn it. Anyway, so you're from... Yeah, you're from the outskirts of Dublin with all the farms and the sheep that wander through the village lanes.
Right next to U2ville and Guinness Town.
Oh, that's awesome. I really want to go there someday. Man, I keep getting this kind of weird echo. Like, I can hear me talking. It's very weird.
It just started a couple of minutes ago.
Yeah, that's really bizarre.
I heard one of the instant messenger sounds, and I thought it was mine, but it wasn't. One of you got a message. I know you did.
Yes. Wow, I'm actually out of conversation today because I've been offending people all across Europe today, and that's nice. That's always good. But yeah, I don't really have anything in particular to talk about because we've been talking for almost 2 hours. Well,
How about the five questions for these two?
Oh, yeah. Well, we can do the five questions. Thank you for reminding me. You know, for the people that – when you hear this, it'll probably be edited down to like an hour and a half, maybe 2 hours. But we've been talking.
Like 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Get rid of everything. Get rid of all the Kyle parts and you can get it down enough.
Yeah, but I mean we've actually been like just talking for like the last, you know, 3 hours or so. So –
You're not going to have any time on Sunday for editing, are you?
Well, I'm hoping with this new software for the people that are interested, which is I don't know if anybody is, but
we'll pretend.
Yeah, no, I've got this.
Tell us, please.
Yes, I've got this new Skype recording software, and Kyle and I tested it out last night, and I think it's going to work fine. In fact, after the first the high stakes recap, I went through and listened to the recording. It sounded good. I think that's going to cut down my editing time significantly. I'm not going to have to do all like the matching, you know, the multiple tracks up and everything anymore, which is really, really nice. I just have to go in, cut out the dead space and be done. And then add the music in. So that's very nice. That should make it much, much faster. And there was something else I was going to say about that somebody had – oh, I remember somebody – it might have been Daniel for all I can remember at this point. But somebody was – I think it was Daniel – was suggesting rather than me record everybody to have everybody record themselves and then email it to me. But I'm like – I think it's tough enough to get people to install Skype to even talk to me. So I don't think anybody's going to want to record it. And plus, whenever I get done recording one of these, like just for like each particular WAV file is like over 400 megabytes. In fact, I've had some that were almost a gigabyte. So I don't think you want to be emailing those to anyone.
And I think we proved with the call-in tonight that as long as you can get it organized, it'll work fine.
Yes.
Other than
yes.
Daniel cutting out and doing SOS to us, the conferencing actually worked pretty well.
Yeah, this is actually I was glad that Michael was still up because that I was actually kind of surprised to see him up because what time is it there?
It's just about to go 5 a.m.
Fuck, I haven't seen the other side of 5 a.m. for I don't know how long.
I always do. That's the sad part.
Well, actually,
that was the only way I could get up for work in the morning. Just not go to sleep.
Wow. It used to be before I met my wife, and Justin might understand this a little bit. I was not working, so I would like play EverQuest at night. I would when I was dating the woman that I ended up marrying. I would call her every night and talk to her for a little bit, maybe an hour. Then I would take a nap. I would fall asleep for like 2 hours and then wake up and play EverQuest until with some friends in California, so the time difference was all fucked up until like 7 in the morning and then go to bed. So it's been since then that I've seen the other side of
it. I was not that quite that extreme there, right?
Oh.
I mean, I would get into the 3, 4 o'clock in the morning, but you wouldn't see my ass get up a couple hours later and try it again.
Oh, no. Yeah, the only reason I went to sleep was so that I could stay up that late. Because then I would get up and, you know, do other stuff during the day. It wasn't like I was sleeping till 4. So
you're still a trooper.
Well, I worked night shift for 7.5 years. Once you've done that, it's really hard to get off of that shift. And, you know, it actually works for me because, you know, I'm spending the evenings a couple times a week doing the PWA, making sure it's all set. And then I see the sun come up in the morning. I go to bed until 2 or 3 in the afternoon, get up and do things.
Yep. So, I thought this was a good proof of concept, though, for the podcast that we will be doing in the hopefully near future, the big just sit around and bullshit podcast that...
Well, there's one problem that happened earlier you might have to address. Yes. Didn't you have a problem with the recording stopping because somebody tried to call in to you when Daniel was trying to call back in?
Whenever I stopped everything, it turns out it was still recording. It just didn't look like it was recording. But, yeah, the problem was that Daniel was in the call and he dropped out and then tried calling me, and it looked like it was not recording anymore. But it turns out that I was just mistaken. It didn't look like it, but...
You just got to make sure that you can trust it in the future that it's actually doing it, even if it doesn't look like it. So that might be the only difficult thing is when you have everybody calling in one at a time, you know, as the calls get bigger when you have your call in.
What happens is, I should invite everybody as a mass conference. As long as I do the inviting, everything's fine.
Okay.
So it's just, if you know.
I just wanted to cover that because we had seen it happen earlier.
Yes, that would be a potential problem. But for people that don't read the forums have no idea what I'm talking about. I've been enjoying this. So we're going to do a podcast with a group of probably, you know, 4, 5, 6 people at a time just talking about, you know, whatever, movies, TV, video games, just what the fuck ever we want to talk about. So
basically what we're doing now.
Yes, exactly.
Exactly,
You're really getting a taste of it, and if you enjoy it, then you're really going to like it, and if you don't, then you probably are not going to want to download it. But please do, because 6 people.
That's right. We would like to get that to 7.
Yes, I would love to get that to – yeah. That's when the advertising money starts kicking in, gentlemen.
That's right. That's right.
You gotta get so many for it to start, you know, accumulating interest.
Yes, and – I believe 7 may be the magic number. We'll find out.
It could be.
So
now, were we doing the 5 questions?
Yeah, I'm getting to it. I'm working on it.
Okay.
Yeah, in fact, I was just pulling them up because I don't remember the 5 questions.
I'm taking over Kyle's spot, and I'm keeping you rolling.
Oh, he's going to love hearing that.
I've been on enough weeks to, you know, take over the spot. I could co-host with you real good. You know, hey, we're both playing – quote unquote bad guys now, so you know you could kiss each other's ass and make the show all ours.
Yeah, so he really, I think, was concerned. You know, he didn't want to leave because he was afraid he's going to lose that spot 2 weeks in a row.
I just think that's funny, though, that I mentioned, you know, just in passing that I would take over as the co-host. And, I caused a worry. I'm sorry.
Yeah, and earlier tonight you heard him twice going, Rob, it's still you and me, right?
All right, yeah, 5 questions for Night Striker. We'll get to Mike at a future episode because I want to make sure we have guests for future episodes before we start doubling up. not doubling up. That would be something different. But
bad joke.
Yeah.
Bad
I realize. Yeah. Sorry.
Well, that was awesome.
I'll see if I can't get Fire on as a guest, and then it's okay.
All right. So here we go. If you can remember back this far, what is your favorite gimmick match? It doesn't have to be like a, you know, E-Fed thing. This can be a real, you know, whatever. Just what kind of gimmick match do you like?
Oh, gimmick matches. You know, I created one, and it's funny that you just at that high-stakes pay-per-view that there was the no-ropes match. I had actually thought that one up in a previous incarnation. God, I think it was of the PWA, and I just called it an extreme measures match. And actually, I think I wrote that match, too. probably the only match I've ever written. But I just thought it was an interesting concept just to have no ropes. And then just you actually had to have pinfall or submission on the actual mat of the ring. But basically anything else could go. And I just thought it was interesting, just the concept of not having ring ropes so that there was just so much more that you could do.
You know, I this just occurred to me. I think I would be more interested in the concept of a no-ropes match if you mixed it with, like, a lumberjack match, so there was, like, a penalty for falling out of the ring?
Well, yeah. Well, see, the way that I would think of it up, and when I wrote the match, you know, you could always do so much more with it, have tables set up. So
yeah.
It's like your typical match, and you can throw them off and through things. But, yeah, I could go with that concept.
Yeah, well, I was just thinking, like, because, I mean, because there's so, I don't like lumberjack matches in general, because I'm like, how often in a regular match does somebody really, you know, it'll happen during a lot of matches, but not with any great frequency. But, man, with no ropes, like a lumberjack, that would actually be an actual penalty, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Because it would happen all the goddamn time. So I just thought that'd be an interesting mix.
No, make a crappy rumble, though.
All right, who's your favorite opponent that you have faced?
I'm going to go with Crispy, man. Any of his incarnations when we had our feud, whether it be Stephen McDonald, Monkey McD, Silverback. I mean, there was just so much to work with, just story-wise, that we would come up with. And it was just a lot of fun working with him with any of his characters. So I would have to say him. I mean, there have been so many that I could say, but there just weren't, you know, lots of opportunities. I mean, because you could have one match here, one match there with somebody, but you really can't, you know, unless you really feud with somebody, enjoy that. And I got to say him.
You know, one thing I liked about Crispy, I liked a lot about Crispy. He was a great guy, and his stuff was always entertaining to read, but he actually researched his role plays.
Yes.
I thought that, I was always very impressed by that. Like, he would, since the PWA was based in St. Louis back then, he would actually research, like, the names of, like, the news anchors and landmarks in St. Louis and the history of the different, like, he would, like, I remember one RP in particular where he was at the Fox Theater in St. Louis, and he started, like, I was like, wow, how do you know about the Fox Theater? And he started giving me, like, he told me all this history about the Fox Theater, like, I didn't even know, and I lived in St. Louis.
I know it. He was crazy because he'd always end up calling me up and he'd be like, yeah, this is what I'm doing with my role play. I'm reading into this. And it blew me away. I'm like, God, you know, I can't even get that kind of effort into mine. And I was trying, you know, but he'd just like, he'd always have it. He'd be like, yeah, I just found this information out and I'm going to use it. I said, hey, man, that's awesome. You just knock yourself out.
All right. Now the flip side of that is, who is your least favorite opponent?
We're talking with him now. You know, honestly,
go ahead and say it.
You know what? I do. I hate going against you, Chris. I really do, man. It wasn't all that many times, but I just knew I didn't have a shot in hell. But really,
but yet you've won so many of them.
I know. Well, see, you rank up there, but I gotta say Jarrett, man. Any of his, I had that bitch of a time. Tag team singles. I think that about the only time I beat him was when I tossed his ass out of the Rumble here just a month or two ago. That's about it. I just, no matter what I did, I could not beat him.
So I was actually talking to him today and explained to him that if he could actually sit down at home and get like an hour and a half of uninterrupted time to write a role play, nobody could touch him. His distractions as of late have lessened what he, but back in the early days, you know, like you were mentioning, especially with his 12 tag team run, five time world titles, he always had something new to bring to the table. And you're right. It wasn't until I finally was able to step back and I formed the Crimson Dragons that I was able to figure out I had kind of the same formula as him, as one guy more comical, one more guy serious, and was able to play off of that. But I mean, a lot of people agree with you that he was one of the most difficult to face.
Yeah, I mean, it was enjoyable, but it was tough because, you know, it just seemed like no matter what you did, you were just coming up a little short. But, man, that's just all the credit in the world to him. I mean, he's just phenomenal when it comes to role-playing. And you know.
And you mentioned that Crispy did all this research, but, you know, you saw his role plays. He had the research right there in the store.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I know it. He has all sorts of information to use in that. But, yeah, I give Jared all the props in the world. That man can role play like nobody's business.
Yeah, see, I agree. Jared's always been one of my favorites. I've always been disappointed in the fact that I feuded with him quite a few times, but I don't feel like it's ever been as good as I wanted it to be. And through no fault of his, it felt like that I had a hard time riding against him and. And I just could never come up with anything as good. Like, I wanted to have, like, a big feud with Jared, you know, and I just never felt like I was good enough or could come up with anything that was, you know, memorable against him. It was always really, really hard with him.
Right. I know that all too well over the years.
I think the entire PWA knows that.
I know. No, that's just a credit to him, though. That is credit to him.
What opponent would you most like to face? Well, you're not competing, but, you know.
If you came back for one more
match.
Yeah,
there you go. That's, yeah.
Yeah, that's so tough. You know, I wouldn't mind going back up against you, Rob.
Yes!
I mean, it's been a long time, you know. It's been a long time since we even did anything. I mean, we're talking original PWA damn near with our
2001, 2002.
Yeah, and... you know, and I wouldn't mind refreshing Michael's memory with a comeback for a match against Project X.
Here we go.
And you know what? I only say that I'm not giving you shit or anything for it. I'm just saying because it's been a few years, and you've come a long way too. And I've really enjoyed reading your work recently, and I think it would be a lot of fun. I think we would mesh quite well doing a match again. So no, don't worry. I'm not knocking you down. I actually, that's a compliment. To want. To
I know. I actually seriously didn't remember that retirement match until you brought it up.
Well, no, I remember it because it's funny. I always, you know, it was a fun match for me to read. I don't know. Do you remember it? Are you just playing off of it, or
vaguely remember something.
Yeah, I think it was a Night of Armageddon event.
Okay, so it wasn't a PWA event. It was,
it was
an MOA event.
Right, it was one of those type events.
I was only in about two or three of them events, so that's probably why I don't remember.
Right. Well, I figured you were probably just not remembering it, and I only remember it because I, you know, was pretty close with Ben Duke, and I listened to and I was a part of a lot of those, whether it be, you know, actually participating or just reading it and being involved in it that way. I wasn't just bringing that up to hold it over your head, but I just remember it because it was an enjoyable match to read because there was a lot of effort put into it. I just bring it up because I think it would be a lot of fun.
I think it'd be kick ass.
Yeah, so no.
And I could make it happen if he would just get off your ass and try.
Hey, you know what?
We're all here right now. It's just so easy. Just
I'm in no yank to come back. No yank. I just that little blurb that got me into the Rumble. That's about as much as you're gonna get out of me. So
that's right. It's too much Stargate
don't have
to watch.
It anymore.
That's right. I got too much.
I'll just have Project SA that you're afraid of until you come back.
Right. Well, you go ahead with that, and I'll just not read your stuff anymore.
What made me upset is I can understand that Mike was a little burnt out lately, but, you know, I put you in this tag team match, and then you couldn't come through because you had so much going on. And I've been waiting for more Bud Adams stuff.
Yeah, I actually have a plan over a couple of pay-per-views to finish off that story, but it just hasn't worked out lately.
You just shot your wad with the PX Times, didn't you?
that was it. You need months to recuperate after that one. And I noticed that Kyle Stevenson hasn't been doing any more diary entries.
And he keeps changing his image.
Changing his image. And like I said earlier, Alex Wilkie always changed his image whenever he switched to Fed. Kyle Stevens changes his image every time he loses a match.
He has to hide the shame.
Yes, exactly. He should pick more masked characters.
All right, we got...
Should have like a plastic surgeon character in the PWA.
All right,
there we go.
We got one more question here. It is, what's your favorite feud been? I think you may have covered that, but...
Well, I wouldn't even call it a feud because it was more of a feud collaboration type thing, and that's when I did a lot of my work with Ben Duke with his November character, where we really had – what's that?
I said I remember that.
It was so much fun because we played it off as the characters didn't like each other but were coexisting, so to speak, just – you know, for the sake of getting to, you know, the end of a feud. But, I mean, it was so much fun. So I really can't call it a feud, but it kind of was because it was an internal feud. But yet we still were working together. So it was just so much fun working with him. And I wish I could have gotten more done with that because we were ending up getting all of these great role plays out there. But I don't think that they were appreciative, you know, those that were running the feds and making the choices, because we were putting all this effort into building the characters that we weren't really, you know, focusing on the matches. And while there was so much story there and so much depth, I just don't think it got appreciated. So we enjoyed the hell out of it, and there was so much to it, but it just kind of fell by the wayside, and it was a shame, really, because, I mean, Ben Duke is just that man – has so much talent and is so creative. It's just sick. So I would have to say that. I mean,
all right.
So it's the whole November thing. It was a great character and, you know, worked well, worked real well.
Hey, Rob.
Yes.
From what Justin said, you might want to change your fifth question to not just feud, but your favorite time in e-fetting, either a feud or, you know, the story developments that you did. You might want to expand that, give them more of an option to talk about what was their favorite moment working in an eFed.
Okay.
He was ruining the show.
Yeah. Why you hear your own show?
But no, just a suggestion.
Well, yeah,
just
it is suggestion. Not a bad idea, actually, because, you know, it's tough. You know, you have your favorite feuds, but I think, you know, if you do open that up, because sometimes, you know, the feud can be an internal one, but it works to a great story, and you can use that.
All right. Oh, and if anybody is interested, they can get more Ben Duke. I think that was episode 3 I interviewed Ben. 3 or 4? I think
yeah.
It's 3.
4, yeah.
I was in the second one, right? You did the first one by yourself. I was in the second.
You know what? I got I'm at my page here. No, episode 3
you
is nasty. Episode 4 is okay. Super Duper Surprise Guest, which is a.k.a. Ben Duke. So,
okay.
Yes, episode 4 would be the Big Ben Duke episode. And that was a fine...
A New Hope.
Yes.
Sorry.
You know, I think I was going to call it that, but then that was the one from the anniversary of Kurt Cobain's death, so it got a Nirvana-related title. Yeah, I don't think anybody picked up that the titles... How did they not, though? Were all movie names. And they were for the court, you know, that particular sequel, but whatever.
The mood of the interview.
Yes. No, well, it was like there was episode 1, The Phantom Menace. There was episode 2, Nerds in Paradise, which is, of course, Revenge of the Nerds 2. Episode 3, The Last Crusade. And then episode 4 should have been A New Hope. You're absolutely right. Anyway, so we're going to take a real quick break, and then we're going to come back. We're going to close out the show, and we'll be right back.
You wired me awake and hit me with a hand of broken nails. You tied my lead and pulled my chain to watch my blood begin to boil. But I'm gonna break, gonna break my rusty cage and run. I'm gonna break, gonna break my rusty cage and run. Too cold to start a fire, I'm burning diesel, burning dinosaur bones. I'll take the river down to still water and ride a pack of dogs. I'm gonna break my my rusty cage and run. I'm gonna break, gonna break my rusty cage and run. When the forest burns along the road, like God's eyes in my headlights. When the dogs are looking for their bones, and it's raining ice picks on your steel shore. I'm gonna break, I'm gonna break my rusty cage and run. I'm gonna break my, rusty cage and run. I'm gonna break, gonna break my rusty cage and run. I'm gonna break, gonna break my rusty cage.
Back from some just scintillating teen conversation about Dude, Where's My Car? So, time to finish up the show. Once again, guess. Oh man, this is exciting. Guess how many emails we got this week, guys?
Two.
No, the answer is none. We never get any emails because our six, and we're not going to get any this week because like 2/3 of our listener base is on the show. So.
Oh, see, I sent an email, but it came back, returned. I'm sorry. Yeah, I tried.
I don't believe you. Now,
I don't believe myself.
Yeah.
My email's in the mail.
Excellent. We last week, I did say I would take smoke signals. I mentioned at the top of the show that we are at, for the fun, it's at the www.the-pwa.com. Of course, PWA Radio is at pwaradio.com, amazingly enough. And
we're so simple to find, but nobody finds
yeah,
us.
Yeah, it's amazing. I don't know if anybody's really searching for PWA Radio, but there you go.
They should be.
I mean, we're on iTunes. We've got an RSS feed. It's so technological, it kind of burns a little bit. We've even got an email address at pwapodcast@gmail.com. I suppose I could make that, you know, podcast@pwaradio.com or something, but I haven't done that. So don't send an email to that because it will bounce back and then Justin won't be a dirty liar.
I know. I'll just be a filthy whore.
Well, yeah. You can't change what you are. Tiger cannot change its stripes. So
that's right. You got to stay true to
yourself. You should see him at the bar.
No, that's all right. Nobody was drinking but me, were they? Well, and obviously Mike, but.
Mike was born drunk.
wow, way to be stereotypical there. That's
you don't see him speaking up, do you?
Well, he's not responding because he's out cold on the floor, I think.
Yeah. So this episode,
your mother's down beside me.
Yes.
And he returns.
Oh shit! I forgot to use my joke because McNasty was gone. I was gonna complain about. I'm in kind of a bad mood because I'm really tired. And then he was like, "Well, why are you fucking tired?" I'm like, "Cause your mom snores." But he's gone. God damn it.
That's okay. He'll pick up on that when he listens to the show.
Yeah, I'll save that one for next week.
And then you can let him know that he's been replaced. I mean, it's
yeah.
This is a good way as any to find that
yeah.
out.
Yeah, it's kind of like getting somebody breaking up with you over a text message. So,
yeah,
so
that's the best way to
Mark, find me. That happened to me.
So McNasty, it's not you, it's me, and by me I mean you suck. So
yeah,
yeah. All right,
McNasty's been replaced.
Let's be friends.
No. Let's not. Especially after what I do him in the Battle Dome.
Oh, we don't want to know.
Then it's let's get you an organ donor.
Well, see, no, that's no. That's just I don't want to donate my organ to him. That's not good.
No, he just wants him to use the organ. He doesn't want to donate.
I want him as far away from my organ as possible. Be quiet. God, it's just taking such a disturbing turn. So, well, that's it, folks. I would say, ladies and gentlemen, but. I don't think any. Maybe Circa listens. I think Circa listens. But
I'm actually trying to work with her to get Skype. So
yes,
oh, look out.
Yes, we will finally have. Yeah,
record ratings.
Well, you know what? And it's
you'll get that seven people if you get Circa.
Yes,
on the show.
It's actually safe for her to come on now that McNasty is. You know, he's.
That's right.
We got the new co-host and all. So
that's true.
All right, guys, that's been it's been fun. So tune in next week for the further adventures of PWA Radio. Yeah. And that's it. We're done.
We are?